It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Kirk Maynard. How are you today?
I'm awesome.
Did you get a new shirt? Have you been shopping?
I was given this shirt and just have never worn it.
It's nice.
It's my 40 below shirt.
Is it? It's my cold weather gear.
Well, I mean, usually dress shirts, but not at 40.
It's so cold.
This is so warm and comfy.
I talked to my parents, and my parents said that Las Vegas is very nice. And I was like, oh, thank you for that.
Our daughter came up for the holidays, and it was 72 degrees in Florida, Pensacola. Then it dropped to 29 degrees, and then they came here to 40 below.
Yeah. My niece is the same. She was like, oh, I'm so excited to see you on Jamie. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm so excited for you to come back to Alaska. And then I talked to her the other day and we FaceTimed. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm not leaving the house. I'm freezing to death. And I go, isn't it awesome when you come back from college and it reminds you why you love, hate Alaska?
Totally.
Yeah. It's just hard to move around. You know what I mean? Like, you have so much to do, but then you just are headed outside. I think the worst, honestly, is you could survive a lot when you're pushing the shopping cart and the cart gets jammed into the snow or the ice, or if things are melting and then you can't push it, but you can't carry the things that you need to carry to
What's
the
melting?
Car. Nothing is like,
December.
You know how like if things, you know how if... When cars idle, so it gets slippery, or then you hit an ice patch and your cart just won't go, or if they've shoveled or tried, you know, so those things. So,
totally.
All right. So our show, of course, should be about cold weather and just things to think about as you are surviving severe cold weather in your
I have a severe cold.
Yeah.
Not
you
really.
Do
no, I have the sniffles.
I don't think you can survive Alaska without the sniffles, though.
Yeah.
I think everybody has
Actually,
the sniffles.
I went and got Jamie and I a box of tissues so we don't sound like, like cokeheads or something.
Yeah, like we're disgusting on the radio. What's going on? Nothing. It's all fine. So tell your story before we start, though. What just happened to you at your house this week?
Oh, so... as everybody knows, when it hit 40 below, everything goes to crap in your house and in your lives and everything else. So, so we had a house fire, maybe 2011. Everything was rebuilt. All thermostats got put in the same day. Apparently, they're like light bulbs and smoke alarms, and they all just crapped out at the same time.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
I had a couple. That was one of my theories, that they all crapped out at the same time. My other theory was just some weird stuff's going on.
Yeah.
With less scientific. So, I bought... Dude who brought his furnace dude over who said all of your things crapped out at the same time.
Nice.
Yeah. So
well, this is perfect, though. Like we talked about, it's time to upgrade.
Yes. And he says, like, well, have you thought about a Nest? I said, yes. And I said, well, do they have two wire ones? Because all my thermostats are two wires.
Yeah.
Instead of not three wire, is it? So I already had two of the thermostats that sit on for like, I've been sitting on for like a year or two. I don't know why. So we just did those, and I went and got two more. So we just got those done, up and going.
Gotcha.
But I am going to go to the Nest for sure.
Yeah, I think they're going to be great. Then you can review them. Then we can put them on our our podcast.
Yes.
All right.
Look at the show notes.
I think that – what was I going to say? I was going to say that I had a client ask me – he said – he wasn't sure if he would buy a house in the wintertime. He just didn't feel like that was great. And part of me, I was like, really, this is really the time to check things out. Because I feel like if you're right, if it's going to fail, it's going to fail now. And that's really, I mean, yes, things can happen this summer. We've talked about how, you know, you can get a leak or you can find water in the basement.
Sure.
Or, of course, we can have extreme rains or stuff. But I feel like we can deal with those things. You know, I mean, you can get somebody to come and help with water and you can get somebody to come and help in the summertime. But in the winter, that's the crisis. You want to know what's really like if you're not going to have heat or if the boiler's going to go out or if all of a sudden you're going to have like cracked things or if you don't have enough insulation or I mean, I'm sure there's 1,001 problems that can happen.
Well,
but
and you know what I noticed driving to my house? I saw frost on the siding. I'm like, what? I don't normally get frost on my siding. I looked. My windows aren't all the way shut.
Oh.
I'm like,
yeah, we noticed that. We noticed that the other day. I hadn't noticed that. It got cold. The first day we had our cold spell, I didn't realize I hadn't shut because we had our blinds down.
Yeah.
And I pulled the blinds up because I was debating whether or not I was going to put a holiday decoration in the window. And my husband went, something's wrong with the window. like it must have looked weird to him. And then he went over there and he goes, this window isn't shut. And I went, oh, I had no idea. Like it looks shut.
Yeah.
But it was not shut
all
the
way. Yeah, I think it might have shut, but I didn't pull the little handle down to seal it. So
it was not sealed.
My bad.
And then I went, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Because it's, you know, it's the Alaska window. So it's got three, but we didn't lock all the way down. And I went, oh, that's not good.
Jimmy.
Yes. And I will say this, that we...
I blame you for that.
So we have those really... I can't think of the place that does the blinds. The really nice place down on where Jerry lives, over in that area. Mm-hmm. They do beautiful blind work. So you can order them. They special order them out of, I think, out of country, to be honest with
you. Last time I bought blinds, I think it was at, like, wood blinds at Lowe's or Home Depot.
No. So we got them. Yep. We got them special ordered.
Fancy.
And specially made because our windows are like just a little bit of a weird size because they're the Alaskan windows and they didn't necessarily fit. But we wanted specific. We wanted the blackout ones. We wanted them specific for the work schedule. We had them made. They're at the glass. They make glass windows and doors and stuff too. I cannot think of the company.
It's not the company that took over Alaska Windows, was it?
It could be.
I think I just drove past them and was looking at their building too. It's on the south side of of the road of Van Horn.
Yes, yeah. It could be them. So they made our amazing blinds.
Huh.
So we pulled them down though,
good
right?
To know.
And I didn't think about they're so insulating that they cause a little bit of frost in the winter. So you have to be really careful that you let a little bit of
The home inspectors say don't even put your blinds down.
Yes. So we have to make sure that it's fine on the top part, but on that bottom part we have to definitely let some of the air and stuff in there to make sure we're not creating any kind of frost in there. So that was one thing that we learned in our house. Of course, my father was like, you should know this. You grew up in Alaska. We had to do this your whole life. And I started laughing. I was like, I don't remember this. So, all right. So one thing to...
Before we talk, can I go off on a tangent?
Yeah.
On a tangent?
Yeah.
I just, because I'm going to forget, and you maybe or probably have done this, but we reupholstered all of our... dining room chairs.
Yeah.
They were leather and you know how they get cracked and worn and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know it was that easy. So Lisa went and bought the fabric at Michael's, unscrewed, four screws to a chair, pop it off. Then we just folded it over, used our staple gun, put them, screwed them back on and they look great. I'm
That's
like,
awesome.
What the heck? I'm like, this is so Jamie.
Yes.
Love it. My daughter's helping us. She's like, I want to practice on yours because I'm going to do mine next.
Yeah. So. It's really not as hard as you think it is, but it is expensive when you have them done. So I'm so happy. There's a place in town that does them, and they do amazing work. But to me, if you have the little nail head things, then you have to have somebody help you do it. When you have all those, like the chairs we just got for our office.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
All those nail heads. That's a lot of work when you have to the nail heads back in. But
I know that's not... regarding the homeowner's severe cold weather survival guide, but...
Yeah, but it's a good project.
I didn't want to forget
good
to tell
project
you about
for
it.
The weather. So one thing is to always make sure that you keep your house heated to a minimum of 65 degrees. And that's really important just because, again, that was always something we did at the university when students would leave, is 65 degrees they had to set the thermostat at.
And I was just thinking about it, too, because we got all of our thermostats put in. My daughter, who's home from college, however, she's house-sitting.
Yeah.
So I was going to go down and put hers down to like 60 degrees, but I was rethinking. I'm like, I don't know if I should be doing that.
Yep.
So I'm glad
It's something to do with the inside walls freezing. So it's that temperature. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know who set that temperature or made that temperature.
There's some science in there somewhere?
Yes. It was something because I remember when we used to get an advisory from cold – the cold Arctic weather. Somebody at the university would always kind of give us a guide to things that we needed, especially because our buildings were older. And it was a really great guide to just keeping our buildings at 65 degrees. So it's something that we've always kept our house at. I mean, again, a little bit warmer is nice. But if you're not in those rooms, 65 degrees keeps the pipes, the walls.
Exactly. And that's part of the science is the inside the walls is going to be cooler than
yes.
the ambient temperature in the room.
Yep.
So,
those are things you want to think about, especially in areas that you're not utilizing, in parts of your home that you, because sometimes we have a 2-3 story house. And so you might want to keep, the areas that you're in a little bit warmer, but the areas that you're not utilizing so much, you might want to keep them a little bit
cooler. My garage got down to 36 degrees. And then I have a crawl space that's even like 3 feet down where all the water comes in.
Yeah.
So my main's in there, my you know, my filter, everything's right there. Yeah. And that's even a little bit colder, and cold air sinks. I was like so freaked out. So I finally went and have a, it's not a space heater. What are they called? What are people calling on Facebook? It was a, call it like a bullet, not a bullet gun. You know, it's like a space heater. It runs off propane and shoot, you know, blast out like a jet. It's for outdoor use, not for indoor use. But I ran it for a little bit. I had to get the temperature. I had to do something. I couldn't find my little buddy heater that we use for ice fishing. All of our other heaters are at the office, so I had no other heater. So I had to run it. But man, that's obviously not a good idea. It's not meant for inside.
Yeah.
It made my eyes burn. I'm sure there was CO2. I was probably near death. Don't run that. But I had to get the temperature up a little bit until. Then finally I opened the door to the house because I have, you know, the fire cooking. It's 75, 80 degrees in the house. So I opened the door. I'm like, maybe the hot air will not freeze our pipes. Until Bobby gets over the next day and somehow that kicked on. We have our things on an aquastat. That's another story. But anyway, kicked on that aquastat and then started heating up the garage again. So
nice. And I mean, I go out in the garage every day. That's of course where we keep the dog food, to feed the dogs. But it can be another space if you don't utilize the garage every single day. Especially let's say if you don't come in and out, if you're not driving your car, it's another space that you don't think about that the temperatures can drop in there, the heat can shut off. So it's just another thing that you have to think about. It's just always good to open that because that's our heat shut off. And it was actually funny. We had our boiler serviced and he forgot to turn everything back on. And so he left. And then I had, my husband went to work. I went out in the garage and I was like, wow, the garage feels really, this was like 2 months ago, but I was like, the garage feels really cold, like colder than I've ever really felt it. I didn't hear anything kick on. I waited a little while thinking maybe the heat would kick on. I never heard it kick on. So then finally I texted my husband and I was like, something feels really off in here. I checked the thermostat. I was like, I don't remember what the temperature was, but I think it was like 50 degrees in there or 45 degrees in there. I said, something feels really wrong. And then he texted the guy and the guy was like, I'm going to come back immediately. I'll check it out. And then he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I never turned it back on. I just serviced it and left. And then I was like, oh my God. I thought that could have been, I mean, if we had had it serviced at a different time, that could have been really, really bad
so
for us.
All of our zones weren't calling for heat. And so, every once in a while, some zone would kick on because our thermostats were all jacked up. Some were spinning in circles and digital, blah, blah, blah. So at least the boiler is kind of keeping the garage warm, but like I said, it got down to 36 degrees. That's pretty darn cold. But I mean, our whole, so I was basically heating our 3,400 square foot house with a wood stove we've been burning zero fuel for I don't know how long. And then all of a sudden, we have that boiler has not stopped for 2 days. It's been
heating. I'm sure it's like,
It's an overtime right now. Yeah.
One thing that they give us a tip and trick on is always check the location for the main water shutoff in your home and how it works because quick access can limit damage if a pipe bursts.
I'm the one who gets to change the water filter. Should be changing it probably weekly. I change it probably every 3 or 4 months, but once a month go down there and shut off the two valves to. So I know where it's at.
Yeah. And it's important because, again, when you think about what's the worst thing that's going to happen is it's going to happen and then you're going to panic and then you don't know where things are.
Yeah.
Because I know that, like, my husband and I have gone through the house on just different things in case something happens so that I can react to it. If I'm home alone, I can react to whatever needs to happen, shut things off so nothing catches on fire or nothing blows up or we don't destroy something from the pump too.
Now remember, you have two sets of water pipes. You're going to have your heating water pipes. That's an enclosed system that just circulates. And then you're going to have a not enclosed system, which is pulling water out of your well or your tank into your domestic water supply and then out to your septic system. So just make sure that you know that, I mean, you're not going to shut out. You can't shut off your heat circulation water unless you guys turn off the boiler, but that's not gonna be that much water. It's not gonna be like your what you're gonna be pulling out of the well. So so that's a good heads up.
Open hot and cold faucets enough to let them drip slowly.
Okay, and I did this because I was getting nervous. I'm like, it's 36 degrees in the garage, those pipes are probably at 34, they're gonna be at risk. So I just put it on a little more than a drip. I put it on a hot water trickle. I don't know, the hot water's really gonna do things. It just goes into the septic system, but just thinking the hot water coming at least through some of the pipes from the inside the garage, it would help. And so I kept that on a trickle just because I was so paranoid.
Yeah.
And then finally that Aquastat in the garage kicked on finally sometime point through the night. So we just kind of barely missed freezing up.
Yes. And it's just important because every little thing that you can do helps the system. And especially when we have such unpredictable weather here in Alaska, where we can go from, I mean, we've all been there. If you've lived here long enough, you've experienced 40 above days to 40 below the next evening. And then, you know, they tell us, then you factor in a wind chill factor, or, you know, that all of a sudden brings us down to like 72 below zero. And it just can be extreme so very quickly. And so, and you can lose heat very quickly in different places. So I think anything that you can do in your house to constantly encourage the systems to, be working is amazing.
And then another side note, we had our septic tank half freeze up, which caused it to back up along with a clog. So Homestead came out, they found something between the inside clean out in the house and the tank. So they got that steamed or cleaned or whatever, and then thawed out half the tank, half the front half was frozen. I was looking down the standpipe. I mean, there was ice. I had a pipe down there. I'm like, so anyway, they got that all heated up. But I think part of it was because after I noticed it was frozen, I was so paranoid about backing up that we stopped, you know, showers and dishwashers, which makes it worse, to your point. So
it's like, nobody eat, drink anything. We're only using recyclables.
Yes, go out and take a snow bath, which our dog did, weird at 40 below. But so that's a good point to keep that, just keep washing dishes, using your dishwasher.
Yes, you want to use stuff because you want all those things to cycle. You showers. Want water going through the pipes.
Yeah.
And especially in areas that you don't utilize very often. So think about the bathroom that maybe you don't use, the basement bathroom, the sink in the bathroom. All those things need to be run because those are the areas that's where you're going to utilize the loss.
So you should probably Airbnb your house or get a house sitter or something so the people are in there.
You have to bring in that relative that you question. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll still be talking about severe cold weather survival guide in your house.
Sounds good to me.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
Boop, boop, boo. All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about prepping your house for severe cold weather because it's so balmy and warm outside in Alaska. One thing that is really good is checking the fireplace, wood stoves, electric heaters are actually working properly.
You know what I got to do?
Yeah.
I need to have my stacks cleaned.
I was thinking about that too.
I'm an idiot.
I know. I told my husband, I was like, you know what's funny is we always have the boiler serviced and we do all this stuff, but we do not bring somebody in to clean the
stack. Yeah, and that's a whole separate person.
Yes.
Remind me.
I
wonder if that college kid that we had do it last time is still available because he was pretty quick, pretty good, and a little side hustle.
That's what I was thinking.
One support college kid. So.
I was thinking that when it got a little bit warmer.
Do you have somebody? If not, we can.
No,
we can.
We'll
share.
Do the same person.
Sharesies.
Yeah, that sounds great. But I know we just brought in. It was funny because we brought in our electric heater. We checked that, and we don't have a fireplace. But I was like, that's great. And I actually sent out a message to a couple clients and said, don't forget to make sure your fireplaces are working, your wood stoves that you have. I always try to remind people to make sure that they have wood for the wood stoves because I remember when we were younger growing up. This would always be the time when my dad would be like,
run out of wood.
Oh, we're so low. Yeah. And then, you know, he'd be like, I got to go. We had wood, but it wasn't split. So he'd have to go split wood.
No, I've been
at
there.
40 below. And
I've
then
been
he'd
there.
Just be like, this is enough. I remember he'd try to bribe us kids, like, what do you want? And we'd always be like, we want some game or we want something. But he, you know, it was just splitting wood. I thought, why would we not have split wood when it was like 40 above?
Yeah.
So nice.
60 above.
Yes.
Or. I have like a bunch of 30-foot poles. I haven't gone to those yet. Those are like, if I'm desperate, I can go. But I've cut those up, chainsaw, split at very cold weathers, and that sucks. Now, this year, we treated ourselves to some fancy wood. We got the kiln-dried wood delivered, but it's so expensive. I only got one cord, and I was flying through it like shoving 100 degrees in the house. Everybody's melting, and then I'm like, oh, I'm kind of going through the firewood kind of fast, and this stuff isn't free, so I got to slow my roll down. So now I'm doing like one log at a time.
Because
it's such great wood.
Yes.
And the bark that comes off of it is just crazy good kindling.
It's so nice when you really get into like the ambiance of it. Like that's how we grew up is we had a fireplace and a wood stove. And that was always holiday time is we'd always have both going. My mom's still in her house in Vegas still, which is funny, but they still have a fireplace. And during the holidays, that thing is on all the time.
And I know we're just talking about making sure there's no combustible items near the heat sources. I have to admit, I think I had a box of newspapers.
Near it?
Near it. Caught fire.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
It happens to all. I mean, all the things that they caution you about has happened to like one person you know.
Actually, have you heard about wood piles spontaneously?
No.
Catching fire?
No.
I guess that's maybe for another show, but that is a thing.
Oh.
And it happened to us. And I always wondered what this big, long hook thing, it looks like a, what do you call the, like a sickle.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? It's a log roller. And they roll their logs so they don't combust and catch fire. I'm like, God, I'm an idiot. Growing up, I just don't remember logs randomly catching fire, but that's a thing. But that's a whole other show. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about fire.
We'll talk about that in summertime.
Okay.
Did you see down in Matsu that they're under forest fire danger?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Huh. I always think this time, I remember we were talking about, we were actually talking about on a tangent, having a real tree. And we haven't had a real tree in a long time. But we used to always have a real tree, but we had Rottweilers growing up. And our Rottweiler, our big male Rottweiler, loved sneaking under the tree when we all went to bed. And he would drink all of the tree water. And then he loved it. And even though he had...
Get that piney taste to it.
Even though he had water, he would drink all of the tree water. And it would make my mom so livid. But every night he would sneak and drink it. And he would be so happy. And so my mom was so terrified that our tree was going to catch fire because it was going to dry out and this would happen. And so she would always, you know how like they always switch back to what you were like you sit too close to the television, you're going to not be able to see, you'll go blind. You know, all the things you were cautioned about as a child. All these weird, that was weird tangent. But anyway, my mom would always say our tree was going to combust and catch fire. And
I don't think combust, but maybe the lights or something?
I don't know. But we also had those old bubble lights.
Yeah.
That for a long time then they said they banned those because those would also, the old vintage bubble lights.
So banned old vintage fire lights plus dried up tree equals house fire.
Yeah, but we did not have one, knock on wood.
So the current fire, ChatGPT, sorry. Matsu, December fire danger. Current fire danger, high fire danger advisory have been reported for the south central Alaska, including Matsu Valley. Dry conditions and unusually snow cover combined with strong winds are creating a situation where wildfires could start up and spread quickly.
Yeah.
In December.
They've had crazy stuff going on down there, though.
Poor people.
Yes.
Did you see the one meme where it's a on Facebook? So it's a house. It's just a nice, normal house. Yeah. It's like a little rendering or drawing. And then after the winds, they get a brand new trampoline, a plane, and a shed. It's all parked in their house. It's kind of funny.
Okay, so
tangent.
Think about making sure that all those things work properly. We're talking about fireplaces, wood stoves, electric heaters.
Your flu?
Yes.
Electric heaters, booed. If you have electric heaters, something's wrong.
But keep your fireplace flu closed. Here's a funny story, though. Here's a funny. I got to do a tangent. So I am about to – I'm working with a client. We're going to buy a house. He says that the bill – we look at the electric bill. The electric bill is outrageous for last December and January. It's outrageous. Like, it doesn't even make sense. It's like, I'm going to say it's normally like $180.
Lucky.
For December – or let's say even $250. All of a sudden in December and January, it's $1,200.
Oh, okay, that's a little different.
I mean, it was weird. And so I call the other realtor and I say, could you tell me what's going on for December and January? Like, did they all of a sudden have a lot of people? Did they decorate the house like Clark W. Griswold? What happened?
Right.
Here's what happened. They went to the Philippines, the parents. The daughter ran, the heat went out in the house. Okay. Heat goes out, boiler goes out. She doesn't want to tell her parents what has happened. Goes to Home Depot, buys space heaters, plugs them in every single room of the house. every room.
No.
Because she doesn't know what to do.
No.
But will not tell her parents while they're in the Philippines for all of December and January
what has happened.
So knowing that things could freeze up, she put space heaters to heat every wall and pipe that she can think of so everything stays toasty warm. In January, they get the December bill of like $1,200 or $1,800.
I'm paying my GVA bill right
and
now.
And say, what is happening? And she says, I don't want to tell you. They say, something's going on. She says, how do you know? And they say, because our electric bill is up to $1,800. And she says, I went and bought all these space heaters, and they said it would have been cheaper for us just to fix the problem.
Look, I just paid my GVA bill.
That's good.
That's nuts, though.
Isn't that funny, though?
Holy smokes, of course,
my client is also married and related to Filipinos, starts laughing and says, I could see this happening where they want to solve the problem. They're really nervous, don't want to tell their parents what's going on. So I started laughing. I said, well, it's good that we called and figured out that there's nothing really wrong with the property. It was just a simple misunderstanding, but I go, I cannot. Over 18 space heaters in the house that they purchased.
Wow. So my bill was $366, and that's fairly average in the
winter
months for me. So, but I'm with this
could
next,
you imagine,
this next
though,
usage is going to be
could
crazy.
Could you imagine a parent getting like an $1,800 bill while they're in the Philippines and then going, what just happened?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, something's going on.
Yeah.
So think about keeping your fireplace flue closed when you're not using it. Also, if you're away, even if you're away for a short time, if we would go for the weekend, we'd sometimes ask somebody just to cruise by our house.
For sure.
Or check on things. I actually just texted a neighbor that I know is gone and just told them, hey, I'm sure you have people checking on the house. I know you're gone. But here's what things are supposed to look like. It's going to be pretty extreme. They, of course, thank me. And they were like, oh, my God, you're just such an amazing neighbor. And I just said, things are just wild up here. I just want to make sure. I know somebody was plowing their drive, but I didn't know how often anybody was checking on their house.
So were you just trying to get a key to their house so you could go in and go through their personal
items? Oh, my gosh. Their house is like, it's up there on my list of dream houses. So I was like, yes.
I want to go see it.
I love it. I've already been in it several times. So, but I know that they would be so devastated if a pipe cracked or something happened. Yeah. And so I just knew the weather is so right now is just so unpredictable. So if you're thinking about that, have somebody definitely come and check the property. And also think about keeping sidewalks and entrances to your home free from snow and ice. You don't want anyone to slip and fall, especially because we have tons of people
especially
delivering.
Especially if they're an attorney.
Yes. Well, you know.
Or no attorney.
That's the sign I put on my door. If you're an attorney, please do not step onto the front step porch. But think about the fact that we have people delivering stuff all the time. Amazon drivers are coming. The FedEx people are stopping by.
UPS.
Yep. UPS.
USPS.
Yes. All these people are coming by. People are coming up your driveway. The post office people. But anyway.
Jamie, we got to wrap it up. I'm so sorry. You and I could go forever. As we know. If if you guys are listening and would like Jamie to check on your house, how do they get hold of you?
Oh, yeah, please. I'd love to come over. 907-378-2400. Have a happy holidays. Stay tuned.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah, happy
and
New Year's.
Stay tuned for Behind the Mission with the United Way. Peace.
Peace.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Alaska Frontier Media Active production.